little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
So we're going to move on to another presentation again in men. So it's gynecomastia. Do you want to kick this one off, Tamsin?
Mm-hmm. So a few questions that we usually just ask when somebody, you know, has mentioned that they're sort of getting a bit of extra growth of their breasts. Can you tell me a bit about how much you drink, alcohol-wise?
No, I'm not a big drinker at all, Doc.
Okay. And then specifically, have you noticed any other changes, like in your testicles, change in size or anything?
No, they haven't changed at all, no.
And any loss of body hair?
No, not at all.
And any change in your sex drive?
No, it's normal.
No. And with this sort of growth in what you feel are breasts, any change from the nipples, like discharge?
Haven't noticed anything, though.
No. And do you know if you've got a family history of breast cancer?
I think I had an aunt who had breast cancer, but I think she was in the late 60s.
Right, okay. Yeah. And medication-wise, have you had a lot of steroid medication from us at all?
I used to inject steroids, if that's what you mean.
Right, okay. Other than steroid, was that for quite a while, or...?
Well, I was doing a bit of bodybuilding at the time. It was just everybody did it down the local gym, so I did it for a while.
Right.
I did it for a year or so, I think.
Okay, yeah, because I was going to come on to just whether or not you'd used any other drugs sort of recreationally other than prescribed, steroids.
Occasionally smoke a little bit of cannabis, but nothing else really.
Okay. Any other sort of herbal things? Or?
No.
And what would you say your mood's like at the minute?
Mood's good.
Okay, and is this change in your body shape sort of bothering you? Is it getting to you?
I used to be very conscious of my image and I've let that go a little bit, but I'm now, since this has happened, I've been very, very conscious of it. Very embarrassed to take my top off at all. I won't go on beach holidays anymore because of it.
Mm-hmm. Right, okay. So even though your mood's okay, the changes are really sort of bothering you and affecting
you. Yeah, they're changing what I do, yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, it sounds from examining you and from talking to you that you do have a bit of extra breast tissue, and it's not just your weight, but you have mentioned that you've let yourself go a bit and you used to do a lot of training, and we do know that losing weight may actually help with getting rid of some of the extra breast tissue. I mean, have you got any thoughts about weight loss at the minute?
I'm a little bit overweight. I'm not. My diet's the problem, really. I'm still exercising a bit, but not as much as I used to. I'm not working out in the gym anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Maybe I could lose some weight.
I mean, the other thing you've mentioned that could be important here was the fact that you used to use some steroids.
Mm.
But you're not using them anymore. Sometimes steroid medication can be responsible for a growth in breast tissue. So I guess if you did try and lose a bit of weight and the fact you're staying clear of the steroids,
yeah,
that would probably be helpful. I mean, there's quite a bit of information on the handout here about gynecomastia. It does list sort of different medications that could be responsible.
Yeah, I've had a quick look at your list here, and I'm not using anything, apart from the cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think I should knock that on the head then, Doc?
Well, yeah, I mean, cannabis is on the list there as well. You said you use that occasionally, and it would be better if we're trying to sort of think about all of the things that could contribute for you to stop using that, yeah.
Yeah, well, it makes me a bit paranoid, actually, so I'm quite happy to let it go.
Oh, well, definitely that would help then for you from mental health side. Yeah. So the other thing we can do is do some blood tests just to look for a few causes of gynecomastia. We usually try and get them done at 9 a.m., an early test in the morning. So if you're happy to arrange that, we could do them.
Mm, okay, yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay.
Is there any treatment that I might try?
So sometimes we do use a treatment called tamoxifen. It's actually sometimes used for people who have breast cancer.
But I haven't got breast cancer.
No. So what it does is it actually blocks estrogen receptors, and that will help. It can in men then reduce their breast tissue.
Is it safe?
There's a risk of increasing your chance of a blood clot in your leg.
Mm.
The numbers, though, are worth mentioning, because if you use it for 5 years, so it would have to be used for a good while, it can cause between about 4 to 7 excess clots per 1,000 people.
Oh, crikey. Am I going to use it for that long?
Yeah, no. So for you, if we were using it for a few months, say 3 months, we really wouldn't expect much of an increase in risk. So although I do usually explain the increased risk, then, you know, it's very unlikely. I mean, do you know what you would look out for in terms of a blood clot in the leg?
Yeah. My brother-in-law had one. Yeah, he had a really nasty swelling of his calf. He was worried that it was going to go to his lung.
Yeah, okay. So if your calf is swollen, painful, shiny and tense, then you need to get in touch the same day, really. So how do you feel about the plan? We've talked a bit about maybe trialling tamoxifen. We've talked a bit about getting some bloods. We've talked a bit about weight loss, avoiding cannabis. What's your thoughts here now?
Well, yeah, I'm going to stop smoking cannabis, and certainly I don't inject anymore, so that's not important. I'm just going to be a bit more conscious about what I'm eating, I guess. But yeah, I'd really like to try the tamoxifen.
Okay, well, that's fine. In terms of a quick safety net here, it's important here to come back to see us if you develop a new lump in your breast or any nipple discharge, which you've not noticed yet. And if you feel like this is getting on top of you, because I know you're quite embarrassed by it, it's affecting what you do, holidays that you take. If you feel it's actually making your mood dip, or if you lose your sex drive, then I would come back and speak to me again. Okay?
Great. Thanks, Doc.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.